Yashoda Nandana जयम श्रीपाद प्रणाम सर्व जय श्रीपाद सत्य शिष्य मारी जाएंगे श्री निरंतर शांति जयम श्रीपाद प्रणाम सर्व जय श्रीपाद सत्य शिष्य मारी जाएंगे श्री निरंतर शांति ठाकुर शांति गोपाल की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की नाम जय श्री अंतर ठाकुर की श्री रूप से सनातन भक्त विनाश श्री जीव को भगवत दशम भगवान सर्व संतु की से कोच कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री राधा कृष्ण गोविंद चांद राधा कुंद गिरिवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुरा धाम की श्री मायावृंदावन धाम की श्री जगतपुरी धाम की तुलसी महाराज भक्ति देवी की गंगे यमुना देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री गोविंदाय की
श्रद्धा कृष्ण Sri Guru Vaishnava 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 Sri Guru
Sadvaitam Sarvabhutam Prajana Jaitam Krishna Jaitam Devam Shri Radha Krishna Madhavam Charitam Lalita Shri Vishwanatham. He Krishna Bharata Sindhu Dina Nando Jagatare Gopesha Vigayanta Tantakam Chakonam Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhavam Sudeve Nikvana Mahiyahi Manchakam Vakrubhyascha Vipasindho Vevacha Tadikam Pavane Vyopaishnayito Namo Namah Vaisi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vidura Vacha, Soyam, Adhya Mahayogi, Bhavata, Puranatmana, Darshitas, Tamaso, Paro, Yatra, Kimchan, Gopari. Translation, Sivirula said, O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, may your causeless mercy have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can return home back to Godhead. So, Maitreya Rishi, he was relating about the Pachetas, and as also explained, of course, that Sukadeva Goswami, he was speaking to King Parikshit, and he was relating the conversation between Maitreya to Vidura, and so in the previous chapters up to here, the descendants of the first son of Sankhu Manu were described, and now the descendants of Priyavrata, the second son of Sankhu Manu, will be described. So here, Vidura is addressing the great sage Maitreya Rishi, explaining so that he was that he's a great yogi. So out of respect the disciple, so he will glorify the spirit master. Even when we go to the temple, we see our spirit master, so we have to offer obeisances, and then we say the mantra, the pranam mantra to the spirit master. So that is the least. And so Vidura, so he addressed Maitreya Rishi as a Mahayogi, as great yogi. So as we know yoga, the different processes by which we can approach the Supreme Personality of Yoga. So yoga means to link with the Supreme Lord. And one who's practicing yoga is a yogi. So some have been through Karma Yoga by performing various activities, and then they will get the result of Krishna and the Supreme Lord, but they are not fully surrendered. Those who are more advanced are Jnana Yogas, they are performing Jnana Yoga, so they are also yogis. So they are accumulating or studying the scriptures, and they are acquiring knowledge in order to become liberated, but they are also not fully engaged in devotional activities. So actually, Maitreya Rishi, as explained before, the Pachakas, Sisi Gauri Sisi Krishnavaran, Sisi Radha Shamsoda. So, he was a great devotee of the Lord, the passion of the Lord, but at the same time, it is explained that it was more a Jnana Yogi than a Bhakti Yogi. So still, he was not fully surrendered in devotional service, not fully engaged, but he was a great personality. And therefore the great Vidura who was definitely a pure devotee of the Lord, he accepted him as his one of his good masters. So we can see him previously that, and even nowadays, of course, that we may have one, we have one spiritual master, Diksha Guru, but we may have several Shiksha Gurus who are also great souls, elevated souls, who can give us inspiration, who can give us some instructions, so we can advance more on the path of devotional service, pure devotional service. So we need all the help we can get from everywhere, from anyone. So if you are in humble position, then you can always see the devotees who are more advanced, and then we take their association, and then we can advance further. So he has expressed here his appreciation for my Priya Rishi, and so he's explaining, by your mercy, so I've been shown the path of liberation. I have become free from ignorance, tamasa. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that it is mentioned in Vedic scriptures that everyone should try to get out of the darkness and go to the kingdom of light. Tamasima Jyotir Kamaya. So we have to leave this tamas, the darkness, and go to the light. Go to the kingdom of God. Yaha Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Ayataka, Yaha Krishna Taha Maya Radhikar Nai. So Krishna is the source of everything. He's light. And this material world is Maya, illusion, darkness. So when we are in contact with Krishna, then there is no Maya there. Or if we are in the association of the devotees who are surrendered, when we are in the association of the pure devotees, the sadhus, the Vaishnavas, who have realized Krishna, then we can also become free from this darkness. Also it is mentioned, Mritama Amrita Gavaya. So this material world is actually a place of repeated birth and death. As explained by Bhagavad Gita, one who has taken birth, surely he will also have to face death. And in between, there are many diseases. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Vyadi diseases, many diseases, giving us so much problem. Physical and mental also problems are there. And then old age is also there. And in old age it becomes more difficult to function properly, physically and mentally. The brain is also not working properly, so it is difficult. So therefore we should leave that and Amrita Gamaya, we should go to the Amrit, to the nectar, or that which is permanent. Amrit may be nectar, or this that which is beyond that. So that is a spiritual life, which is full of nectar. And because Krishna is full of nectar. Krishna, Satchidananda Nigraha, his form is full of knowledge. He has an eternal form, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Paramanand. So that is actually the real nectar. So if we are in Krishna consciousness, then we can give up the cycle of birth and death and taste the nectar of serving Krishna in loving exchange with Krishna. Asat ma sat gayam. So this material world is asat, it is not permanent. But we should connect to the permanent sat-chit. Sat means eternal life, again, that is in connection to Krishna. Satchidananda vastu. The real thing, the real object, real life, vastu of jivan. So that is in connection to Krishna. So for this, to approach the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to approach the Guru, Sadguru, the spirit master who is realized, that Tadvini Paripatana Parapreshna Sevaya Upadekshana Deganam Yaninas Tattvadashana. As Krishna is explaining to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, then we have to approach the person who is Tattvadashana. Tattvadashana. Tattva means the absolute truth. Param Tattva, that is Krishna, the supreme truth. So we have to approach him. And we have to approach the person who has darshan of the absolute truth. Saksham darshan, full realization जन्म कर्म च नैमित्तिकम् एवं यो वेत्ति तत्त्वतः वेत्ति तत्त्वतः knows it through about Krishna's transcendental activities, his birth, his transcendental activities. So one who knows with practical realization of Krishna and his own Swarup, Atma Tattva, was realized itself, not just theoretically but practically. So he can help us. So to such a person we have to actually go. And then he can be the light. Om Tat Vishnu Pram Pram Sara Pashre Surya Dipu Chakshura Dadam Dhatte Prajagandho Jagri Vamsa Samingare Vishnu Yatpanam Ampadam. One verse from the Rig Veda which Prabhupada in this verse he recited many times. And all the pujaris who have been seva for Thakurji, they have to learn this mantra, then only they can do the altar. Just like if you want to go to America, you need a visa, otherwise you cannot go. So if you want to go inside, you have to chant this mantra. And then the doorkeeper will let you in the altar. So, that is Jagri Vamsa Samindate. Those who are spiritually awake, Vipra, the Brahmanas, Vidhiva Chakshu, they have divine eyes, divine vision. Gyana Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu. So, they own that Vishnu Paramatma Sada, Pashyanti Suryo. They can always, Sada, always, Pashyanti, see the abode of Vishnu, just like the sun. We can see the sun. When we can see the sun, we can see everything. But night time, when there's no sun, we can see nothing. Of course, except when the full moon is there. Krishna Chandra, Krishna is compared to the full moon. So when the moon is there, and when Krishna Chandra is there, then even night time you can see something. But otherwise, if there's no full moon, there's no electricity, no candlelight, you can see nothing. But as soon as the sun is about to rise, then you can see, well, you can truly see something. You can see all the things around, you can see ourselves. When the sun is fully there, we can see the sun, and we can see everything clearly. So like that spiritually awake person, he can see Krishna in the transcendental realm, Gola Vrindavan. He can see the associates of Krishna. And he can see himself in relationship to Krishna. His Swarup, that is known as Swarup Siddhi, when we can realize ourselves, either as a cowboy or a gopi or whatever, or a transcendental cowboy or a rope or a grass hand there. So, and such a person, so he can show the spiritual world, he can show the spiritual world, he can show Krishna, he can give Krishna to others. Krishna said to Mara, so Krishna is yours, you can give me Krishna. So many prayers are there and many shlokas are there in the scriptures emphasizing the point that we have to associate with the great devotees. Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained two verses that unless we take the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotees, and we take the dust and we smear on our body, cover our body with this dust, so unless we get the mercy of the spiritual master, it is very difficult to advance in spiritual life. So actually, three things are there of the spiritual master which are very powerful, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So one is the Padaraj, the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, and one is the Padajal, one is the water which has been used to wash the lotus feet of the pure devotee. So that is the custom on the Vyasa Puja day and the appearance day of the spirit master. Or when he's coming from somewhere, the spirit master, there was a tradition that he was going to somebody's house, the spirit master, then the Grihasthas or the disciples, they will wash the lotus feet of the spirit master. That is known as a swagat, the welcome of the great personality. Even when we worship the deities in the temple, so we do swagata, the welcome of the Lord or the spirit master. Please come, please be seated. And then we wash the feet. We offer Achman, Arya, Madhubhaka. So in this way, a great personality is received. And then we can collect that water, and every day we are drinking Charanamrit. Charan Amrit. Charan means the lotus feet. Amrit means the nectar, which is the water which has been used to wash the feet of the Lord of the devotee. That is known as Charanamrit. And if we drink that, then actually all unwanted things in our consciousness, so they are eradicated just by taking once. But the unfortunate thing is that every day we are drinking that, but every day at the same time, and we have great opportunity to advance so much, but still the conditioned soul is so much attached to the material world, and just like the elephant is going into the holy river, is taking a bath and is coming out, is taking again some sand and throwing that on himself. So the conditioned soul is doing the same thing. Even though he may be chanting, he may be taking Charanamrit, but still at the same time, he's still attached to material activities, thinking also. Not proper thinking is there, and speaking and acting. And so therefore, so again and again, every day it has to be done, sadhana bhakti, and we follow the rules and regulations, and pray to the Lord's heaven, so that we can become free from these material desires. So that Prabhupada has explained here in the purport that so one has to associate with the self-realized soul, and through its mercy one can go back home, back to Godhead. But again, two times Prabhupada is writing that one has to get rid of all material desires. And as soon as one is free, when one frees himself from material desires, then it is possible to go to the spiritual realm. So the material attachment is very, very strong, very, very deep-rooted. So it takes some time to become completely free. So therefore, Rupa Goswami has explained, Utsa Nishadharya Tattva Karma Pravatanak. What is it? Satsanga? Satovrita? Sangat-tyagat-sato-vrite-satya-vartya-prasishtati. So this bhakti becomes perfect when we are very enthusiastic. We have to be enthusiastic all the time, despite all difficulties which are coming on our way. And nishtha, determination has to be there. I will attain the goal. I will attain the goal. So firm determination has to be there. And then dharya also. We have to be very patient. It will take some time to become completely free and completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But that karma pravartana. But one has to be constantly engaged in the process of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnusmaranam, padasevanam, acharanam, vandanam, dasyam, sankaranam, anivedanam. Hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, trying to remember Krishna, serve Krishna, worship the deities, offering prayers. So many prayers are there, we should recite many prayers for the glorification of the Lord. Or at least with love and affection, chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then, so understand that we are the eternal servant of Krishna, Dasyam. Prabhupada in his purport of this verse, Prahlad Maharaj has explained that the devotee, he should always have the feeling that I am the servant of Krishna. That is Sambandha Jnana. So with this Sambandha Jnana, we should chant the holy names. Understanding that I am not this body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, and I am doing everything for his pleasure. That is Dasya. And when it is more purified, that is Sankhya. And so then one can understand that Krishna is my best friend. He's my best friend. And so that is then known as Ragmar, when one is realizing that Krishna is the best friend, and one has also realizations, so not only theoretically but practically, and is fully dependent on Krishna. And then comes Atmanivedana, then he can surrender everything to Krishna, then the consciousness is pure, and then he will be free from material desires. So that it will take some time. So, but sadhusanga, 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 sadhusanga. So, there's been stress that we have to take the association. And even the moment's association with the pure devotee can be all perfection. So that means that, and it's just a matter of time to become pure completely. If we adopt the process and we always remain humble, tolerant and respectful, then success is guaranteed. But it will take a little time. So we have to be patient. So that is very much required, the patience. So, and the association of the pure devotees is also twofold. One is known as Vapu Seva, and one is Vani Seva. So Vapu means the physical body of the spiritual master. So that has to be done. One has to associate with the pure devotee when he's present, the spiritual master, the advanced devotees, and we should do some seva, some practical seva for him, offering something to him, washing his clothes, cooking for him, asking him, what can I do, what seva can I do, and then he will tell us, do this and this and that, distribute my books, worship the deities. So some Bhakti seva has to be there, and so when he's here, we will try to have his association, that is important. But even more important is actually Vani seva, follow the instructions of the spirit master. So because if we associate with the spirit master, but we don't follow the instructions, then actually we cannot get full benefit. With the spirit master, we are going to him, we are listening from him, and he's saying we chant 16 rounds, and then we are not chanting 16 rounds, then we don't get the full benefit. Like in India, many persons are coming to Guru, they know Guru is very important, they go and touch the feet. Ashirvad Dejiji, please give Ashirvad blessings. So they are ready to do that, but then if you tell them chant Hare Krishna, then they are very hesitant. So but that doesn't work, only touching the feet. But one has to follow the process. There's a process in order to get full mercy. A little mercy we can get by going to the sadhu, even by not doing anything. But when we get the full mercy and full realization of Krishna and our Swarup. So for that we have to work very hard actually. We have to endeavor fully. And when there is full endeavor, then we can get full mercy. And then we can get a perfection. Another thing is danger sometimes because of the condition, nature of the Bhadaji, of the condition soul, that sometimes if the association of the advanced devotees, fault finding will be there. Oh, is he there? Is he there? Not he ate 3 chapatis today. It's a lot. Myself, I'm only eating 2 chapatis. Then one will see fault in the spirit master. Oh, he's going a lot to the bathroom. In old days, one has to go more to the bathroom. Then what is this? You should be simply hearing and chanting. Just like Ramchandra Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So he was seeing his spirit master, he was crying. And he was a kind of Mayavadi. So, why are you crying? You're going to give up the body, you have to be absorbed in Nirvana, in the absolute truth. And there's no lamentation. So why are you crying? And then of course, he was crying in separation of Krishna, remembering Krishna had gone to Mathura and Shivati Radhani, crying. Highest mood of separation she was feeling. So he was never entering the depth. So then he was crying also, feeling the same mood. Oh, Krishna is gone, my Swamini Shivati Radhani is crying. So he was crying also. So then he was criticizing him. So by doing that, then of course, everything is destroyed. So we have to be careful that we don't criticize the advanced devotees. So therefore we have to be very, very careful also. Because the fight-folding tendency is very strong. And then we may fight-folding the advanced devotees. But we should still try to always associate with the devotees here, the advanced devotees, because from him ecstatic prema is emanating and he's always ready to give instructions and guidance. And by if we have the proper mood and are humble in this association, then his bhava will come to us. So by proper association, maybe he's not saying anything. But if we are humble, respectful, begging for his mercy, then his bhava will also come to us. Because his bhava is emanating from his body. Krishna prema is emanating from his body. Then they come to us. But at the same time, it is very, very important, Vani Seva, to hear the instructions of the Spirit Master, to follow the instructions, to hear Krishna Katha, Gaur Katha from the Spirit Master. And then we will be absorbed, we will be able to be absorbed in that remembrance of Krishna or Mahaprabhu and their pastimes. And then we can relate that to others. And then Mahaprabhu or Krishna will be there manifested in our heart. And then we can properly serve Thakurji in the temple. We can properly chant. But if we are not hearing sufficiently, then our seva, our chanting will not be very effective. Prabhupada has explained in many places that we have to hear. And when we have heard for a long, long time, then there will be effect there. And Krishna will be manifested in our heart. So that has to go on continuously, daily. We have to hear Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And in this way, we can become fixed and we can become free from this material attachment, which is very difficult to give up completely. Because it is very deep rooted. We are very fortunate to be in Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna is performing his eternal pastimes. Of course, Navadvip Dham, Mayapur Dham is also important and different. And Mahaprabhu is very merciful. And by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, actually, have come to know about Krishna. Yadi Gaurave na hoite to, if Mahaprabhu would not have been, then who would have come to know about Radha Krishna's pastime? Yadi Rupa Shariva na dharite to, if Rupa Goswami had not accepted this Sadak Rupa as Rupa Goswami, is actually Rupa Manjari and Manjari Braj, if who would have come as Rupa Goswami, who would have come to know about Mahaprabhu and then about Radha Krishna? And similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada would not have come, who would have known about these pastimes of Krishna? So for us, the most important places are Navadvip and Mayapur and Vrindavan. Of course, Jagannath Puri is also important. Jagannath Swami is there, Vipralamba Path is there. And of course, the devotees, they always sing Braj, even in Puri. Or we go to Eka Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, Gupta Vrindavan is there. You go to Jaipur, Gupta Vrindavan is there. So, but still at the same time, Prakat Vrindavan Braj is very, very powerful and very wonderful. And Krishna is performing his eternal pastimes and the same that is manifest in Golok and here. But only those who are advanced, they can see the pastimes even nowadays here, because they are not different. A Prakat and Prakatri ultimately. So those who are not so advanced, when they are even here in Prakatrila, but Krishna is not here, then what we can see. Unless we go to the temple, unless we associate with the devotees who are speaking Krishna Katha. So most wonderful place of Sri Vrindavan Dham, when you turn past the pastimes of Krishna there, throughout the 12 forests, and then there are explained Upavana there, so many other small forests are there, and the wonderful pastimes are performed there. So every day in Vrindavan is actually Mahotsav, is a festival. Every day in Vrindavan. There's a festival actually, Golok and here also. But according to our calendar, today is Somavati Amavasya. Amavasya means new moon. So, and then there's a Purnima full moon. So, very auspicious day. Prabhupada actually has mentioned in Kadeshi Titi, Amavasya Titi and Purnima Titi are very auspicious days, so Titi's lunar days. Kadeshi will chant more. Parikrama of Vrindavan. But even on Amavasya, like today, and Purnima, most of the Vrijavasis, they will chant more. They will do Parikrama of Vrindavan. You can see today, if you notice, many devotees, Vrijavasis, they will do Parikrama of Vrindavan or Govardhan. And of course, on Purnima, that is most celebrated day because Krishna is performing Rasleela also. And of course, some Mandiras are there. You may also perform Rasa on other days, but especially when the full moon there is there, because you can see everything very nicely, so you can dance nicely. But today, Somavati Amavasya. So when Amavasya, the Amavasya Titi, new moon is falling on Monday, known as Somvar or Chandravar in Sanskrit or Hindi, So when Anavasya falls on Monday, then it is known as Sola Bhakti Anavasya. It is auspicious. And there are some different effects there if it is on Monday. Just like in one of the forests known as Bhagirva, that is across the Jamuna. So there on pastime happened. And even nowadays, as we have heard in the Bandhu, as explained yesterday, has explained that so some devotees have gone there also, some devotees are going. And so it is explained that actually the early morning it is explained that there's a well there, made of coop by Krishna, whose food he was making a well, and then so his friends and the gopis could drink water. So in the morning, early morning, then it will turn into milk. Early morning. So then also it is explained everyone that the grihasthas are there, sometimes they don't get a child. If there's a grihasthas there and they don't have yet a child, they don't want a child, they can go there, and the ladies, if they take bath there, then they will get a child. And even those who have many girls and even they want boys, they will also go there and take bath, and surely they will get a child or boy there. But we, of course, the devotees, grihasthas, they may also do that, but we go there especially to remember the pastimes of Krishna, to get the mercy of Krishna, so we may become pure devotees and be absorbed in the pastimes. So there one wonderful pastime happened. There is a banyan tree there, Vat Bridge, banyan tree. So the banyan tree is there, and so one time Krishna was there nearby and with his father, and he was just watching his feet, and then some thunder was there and lightning was there, and then Krishna, Nanda Baba was thinking, oh, Krishna should go back home. It may rain, so he should go back. And just somehow Srimati Radhani was passing away also, and then he told also, oh, Srimati Radhani may also go back to Krishna together, he may go home. At that time there was small Balyavastha, they were like 5 years old. So then they were going home, and then they went to Bandirvan, and then there suddenly, and then they came to this tree, and then suddenly Krishna became Kishore, Srimati Radhani Kishori, like 10-12 years old. Krishna 12 and Radhani 10 years old. And then suddenly Lord Brahma came, the creator of the universe. And then suddenly Lalita and Vishaka Devi came there. And then they performed the Vivaha Samskar, the marriage ceremony of Radha and Krishna. And Brahma himself, he was chanting the mantras for the marriage ceremony. And the gopis were helping, they were tying Krishna's chadar and Srimati Radhani's veil together. And then there was a marriage ceremony performed there. And so, and then of course, Radhishandra were happy, the gopis were happy. And then after some time again, Lord Brahma disappeared, and the gopis disappeared, and they again came back to the Balyavastha, because Radha Krishna, they are not married, actually. They belong to each other. They belong to each other. But according to the Leela, so they are not married in Lower Vrindavan, in the highest planet, but they belong to each other because they are young, Kishore Kishori. There's no question of married life yet. But they belong to each other and they perform pastimes together known as Parakriya Ras, which is even higher than the Sakya Ras, the married life of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, or Narayan Lakshmi Devi. So it is a famous pastime. So in this way we can see because something the Parikriya Ras is there. But if you see that anything has to be included in Krishna. So Sakya is also included in Krishna. Everything included in Krishna. But the highest thing is known as Parikriya Ras. Of course, to understand that properly, we have to be advanced. And we have to first of all understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Srimati Radhani is the Pulsha, Krishna's Guru, Adipurush. So is the original personality of God had the source of everything. All of the incarnations, Ramchandra, Bhagavan, Lakshman, Narayan, they are all emanations, Vishnu, the all emanations of Krishna. And Shivati Radhan is Adi Shakti, Mool Shakti, is the original energy, eternal consort of the Supreme Being. And all the other consorts of the Lord, like Sita Rani, Lakshmi Devis, all the Lakshmi Devis, even Durga Devi, these are all expansions of Shrimati Radharani. So everything is included in Radhe Shyam. Sakya is there, also Parakya is there. So first we have to understand that Krishna is the source of everything, and then we have an eternal relationship with Him. And then when we have realized the Tattva Vichara, the considerations of the Absolute Truth, then later we can enter into Liga Vichara, the consideration of the pastimes, and then we may relish really also the pastimes of the Supreme Lord of the Divine Couple, Sri Radha and Sarasundar. So that is all by the mercy of the pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sasthakur Prabhupada, Daisa Bhaktivinoda Sanchila Prabhupada, and the very loyal followers of Srila Prabhupada. So by their mercy, we can become absorbed in thoughts about Krishna and his associates and their wonderful pastimes. And then we can become free from this material attachment. There's no other way. There's no other way. So especially, of course, in the Kali Yuga, we have to, before even approaching Radha Krishna, we have to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different from Radha Krishna. And we have to hear about his wonderful pastimes. And we have to be absorbed in Naam Kirtan, and chanting very nice japa, and in taking part in Sankirtan. Sankirtan means congregational chanting, but Sankirtan means all full absorption, samyak rupena, in properly, fully being absorbed in chanting the holy names. So there is a process, but at the same time we must hear about Krishna, about Mahaprabhu and our pastimes. And then in Seva Bhava has to be there, Seva Vritti. We have to have a mood of always trying to serve Guru Gauranga Krishna, the Vaishnava, Hari Guru Vaishnava. Seva Bhava has to be there. And when we have the Seva Bhava, then we can get the mercy, and then we can get realization, and then we can get more advanced, we can get more realization, and then we can become fully realized. And when we are fully realized, then we have the complete mercy. Otherwise, we have only a little partial mercy. But in order to get complete mercy, we have to have full surrender, full commitment. Then we get the full mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any questions? Everything very clear? So, yes, Sankirtan Marathon is there, so we want to try to also distribute books. And so, of course, we have to do our seva. And but at least you should try to distribute books. But also what we can do, I don't have so much time to distribute books, but at least I'm also distributing something. I'm distributing some cookies. And that is also very powerful. So everyone can come here and get some Mahaprasad.